Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah, daf Gimel. And we, Baruch Hashem, a couple of days we had a haschala here in our Masechta, and we're talking about all the different rules of walls of a sukkah. Remember the first two prakim? First perek is about the chefza shel sukkah, the second perek is also about the chefza shel sukkah, and then it gets into the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah, and then the third perek gets into the dalet minim. So we discussed the rules that a wall has to be 10 tefachim. And if it's 10 tefachim from on the ground, and then it shoots up, so then you could have the schach very high, much higher than the walls, as long as it's right on top of the walls, so then it is okay. We say good achis mechitzta, good achis and good asik mechitzta, going up and going down. But we mentioned that going down, the Mishnah said that later on, seemed to say that if it hangs down, hanging walls are no good for a sukkah. If that's three tefachim between it and the ground, so then that's too much space. But Rabbi Babar Marmo commented on that. That's what we left off in the middle. So let's go back a step before that. Right? We have the question. The Gemara asked the question. Rav Oshia asked the question. I think it was him. Yeah, Rav Oshia boy. Rav Oshia said, if I'm in the middle of a sukkah, and the sukkah, the schach, is really above 20 amos from the ground, but I have a platform in the middle of the sukkah, and the platform is raised, and the platform is 7 by 7 tefachim wide, so therefore it's the size of a sukkah, and that whole platform is raised onto the sukkah, and the schach are less than 20 amos from the floor of the platform. And I'm sitting there. So is that good enough? The problem was that the walls have to be, you know, close by to your floor. That's what we generally assume. So the question here, the Gemara asked, Rav Oshia asked, is what do we consider those walls that are above 20, the schach that's above 20 amos around you? So do we consider that airspace? If it's airspace, so then only 3 tefachim of airspace are allowed. 3 tefachim, up to 3 tefachim of airspace. Or do we say that it's like pasul schach? Pasul schach, then we allow dalet amos. That's dofen akuma. And then you would be able to have a much larger area around the platform. So which is it? Right? Is it like avir pasul or is it schach pasul? So the Gemara answered, it's like dofen akuma. It's like a schach pasul, and therefore you could have up to 4 amos. That was where the Gemara, Rav Oshia had that question, and the Gemara answered. So then now Rev Baba Mamal says, I don't understand even the question. Of course it should be fine. I don't understand the question. Why? Because his yesod is going to be that you don't determine by where the floor is, you determine where you're sitting. So usually you're sitting on the floor, so there's nothing to talk about, right? You're not sitting in the air. We're not a magician. But says Rabbi Babar Mamal, or it's Abba Bar Mamal, that you learn from that from a Mishnah Erevin that no, you go by how you're sitting, not by the floor itself. The floor itself is not significant. So where do you see that? That's what we ended off by having that question. So let's Rav Tamiani, right? Rav Maisha said, how did Rav Oshia ask this? Why didn't he learn it from Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal? Because what did Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal say? Right? He asked from the Mishnah Hamishalshal Tfanos, right? He asked from the Mishnah in a little bit later on, and is quoted in Shabbos and Erevin, that remember, if you have the sukkah walls hanging down, it has to be within 3 tefachim. But Rabbi Baba Mamal says that's only if you're sitting on the floor and you're sitting next to the airspace. But if somehow you are raised up, then it's okay. It's okay to have a kosher sukkah even if the walls are above 3 tefachim on the ground, because it goes by where the airspace is. I'm sorry, it goes by where you're sitting, not where the airspace is. And that was the way we left off. Rabbi Baba Mamal said, "B'she'enu yoshev ochal b'tzidon shel tefanos." Right? When do we say that it's a problem if you have hanging walls based on the Mishnah later on? That's only if you're sitting on the floor, like normal. But if you're sitting raised up and you're sitting next to you are the walls, you're sitting on a raised platform, then it's kosher. So you see from there that you go by where you're sitting, not by the floor. So that was Rabbi Rev Maish's question. Why did Rav Oshia have this whole shaila about surrounding areas? Is it like airspace? Is it like puzzle stock? There's no shaila. You're sitting on the platform. The platform is within 7 tefachim. So the whole sukkah will be considered as if it's within 20 amos of the schach. So what's the whole question? So that's where we left off. So Amar Rabbi Yosa, so now Rabbi Yosa says, less hada Rabbi Babar Mamal Olfan. No. Rabbi Baba Mamo learns this, his yesod, from the Mishnah in Erevin, and it's wrong. Right? You don't learn from there that you go by yeshiva, you go by where you're sitting in the sukkah, that the walls don't have to reach the bottom. Right? That's an incorrect inference that he had from there. And therefore the whole question falls away. You're asking, how did Rav Moshe have this whole question about how far, you know, is it considered airspace or is it apostle schach? What's it considered? So, and the question on that was, what do you mean? Doesn't really matter where the floor is, right? Just matters where you're sitting. So we're going to say, no, that's not true. It matters where the floor is, and it doesn't only matter where you're sitting. And therefore don't ask a kasha on Rav Moshe's kasha. So where is that? The following. I'm Rabbi Yosa. Less hadad Rabbi Bobar Mamal Ofan. No, Rabbi Bobar Mamal's learning from the Mishnah in Erevin is not correct. Why? Min Masnisan Yalavla, Rabbi Bobar Mamal. He learned it from a Mishnah in Erevin, as we'll see. Ditanina Taman, because we learned there in Erevin. Kitzutz Terab, or the other gear says Gezuz Terab, Shilamala Min Hayam. Remember the case we had in Erevin? You have a porch. You have a porch that's, you have beachfront property. So what happens? You have a porch that's sticking out of your house building and it's over the water. It's over the water. So the question is, you want to get water. You have a pail. They have a hole in the middle of your porch and you can lower down a pail and get water from there and bring it back up. So what's the problem? The problem is that your porch is considered a Rishus HaYachid because it's an extension of your house, even if it doesn't have walls. And then the Yam is called a Carmelis. The Yam is a Carmelis, right? So if you take water from the Yam on Shabbos to your porch, that's going from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan. So how do you solve that problem? That's what the Mishnah is trying to figure out. Ketutz Rashi L'malam and Yam, Ein Malam and B'Shabbos. You cannot take from the water, right? You can't take from your pail on Shabbos. LMK, unless you do the following. LMK, unless you built walls. He built walls around the hole in your porch, right? Mechitza gavoa asar tvachim. Unless you build a wall 10 tvachim around the hole in your porch, bein milamalan, bein milamatan. So what does that mean? Bein milamalan, bein milamatan, whether above or below. Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, Rashba, Ritva. But exactly, what does it mean above and below? So we're going to go, we discussed this then as well, that the Shita we're going to go is the Rashba and the Ritva, who don't like Rashi. They say above and below here means, above means right under your porch, hanging down, 10 tzvachim around. So when you bring up the pail, it's going to go in between those walls. That's what Bein Milamalan means, above the water, but it's under your porch. Milamatan means in the water, under the water, from the bottom of the sea, 10 tvachim walls. So then it's ke'ilu, the 10 tvachim walls shoot up. So when you have your pail and you're getting the water, it's like ke'ilu, it's between the walls and you're taking it, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid already. Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So either you can have the walls right under your porch hanging down, right? Or from the ground up. And Rashi gives a different shot. That's what the, I'll read it from the Rashba. They were in Erevin Pezayin. Upirsh milamala, michuberes legezustra mitachteha. Right? Mishucha keneged amayim. Deroon asa ki'ilu himagasad amayim. You view it as if it goes all the way down. Bein milamata, mishuka aspamayim. Va'ola keneged agezustra. In the water. And it's going up towards the gezustra. Da amrinan good asik, ukilu magasad agezustra. And ki'ilu goes up. He goes, Virashi Zalpirish Lamala means above the porch, and Lamata means under the porch. The Rashi doesn't like that. Vidvar Temuhu, Kiamachitso Hasuya Ala Gezustra, Enani Karashi Asuya Lashemayim. If it's on top of the porch, what does that have to do with the water? Or the water is underneath. Varan Machitsani Karas, Shaasa Lashemayim Beinon, Lukulu Tanoi, Chutzvi Rabbi Yehuda. Vatosus Tarchula, Midvar of Tosus tries to defend Rashi, Varisho Nirali Iker. Right? The Rashba likes the, so we're gonna go with Apshat. So again, what does the Mishnah say there in Erevin? That if you want to get water from the sea, so you have to build this mechitza either right under the porch or in the water going up. V'yam Reb Zeira, Reb Yehuda b'shem Rav, and Rav commented on that, V'hu shetei mechitza m'shakas b'mayim kimelo o shel deli. Rav says, really the one right under the porch, it can't be totally above the water. It's got to be into the water, at least the depth that your pail is going to go into, right? You have to put your pail in a couple of, inches into the water to get the water. So your hanging wall underneath the porch has to go in, but it doesn't have to go all the way down. It doesn't have to go all the way down to the ground. That's Rabbi Baba Amar's Raya. Just like you see in the water case by Erevin, you could have the hanging porch into the water, hanging wall into the water. It doesn't have to go all the way down. So too by Sukkah. So too by Sukkah, you could have the Mishalshel Defanos, where you have the hanging wall by Sukkah. The only reason the Mishnah says it's a problem is because you're sitting on the floor. So around you is airspace. But if somehow you would raise yourself up, like you're on a platform and you're across. So even though Gideon Bokinbo is the Lashon of Chazal, even though goats could take a stroll into your sukkah, but you're above that, so that would be okay. But the Gemara now says, but that's a wrong comparison. Bob Armamal, learns from the case of the water to our case here of sukkah, but you can't compare the cases. You can't compare the case of the water. First of all, the water for Hilcha Shabbos and the airspace here for Hilcha Sukkah, Lodamia, Yam Karmelasi. First of all, one's a Din Darabana and one's a Din Daraisa. And number two, it's Shabbos and Sukkah. Right? Both of those. The Gemara says it in one line, but I'll just make those 2 points. Lodamia, Yam Karmelasi. Eina Lokarich is a Yachid, Lokarich is a Rabbim. The Yam is a Karmelis, is a Din Darabanan. Midar Raisa, you don't need anything. So that's why we'll be mako by a hanging wall as long as there's a little bit in the water and it's deep enough that it surrounds the pail that goes in. So that's why it's okay there. Bramhacha, but here, remember, you're extending that to sukkah? No, you can't. Hatora amra basukos teshvu. Mekarka sukkat modid esramama. Right? The Torah says, sit in a sukkah. And the ground of the sukkah, you measure from there. Meaning this line might be saying, against one of the lines we had yesterday, the chefzah shel sukkah. Remember we had machlokas, we mentioned Rambam, Rush, Rashi, yesterday's shir, the day before shir, I think it was yesterday's shir, right? This schach of the sukkah is definitely part of the chefzah shel sukkah. The walls of the sukkah, that's a machlokas, Rambam, Rush, right? Whether the atzi sukkah of the Tfanos are also asur bahana. The Rambam says yes, the Rush says no. So, but according to some Rishonim, the walls of the sukkah are also. Is the floor of the sukkah also part of the chefzah shel mitzvah, so to speak? Not that you can't, but you dig in the floor that you're not going to violate, but is it part of the structure? So this line, mikarka sukkat modid esher mama, you go by the ground, it's a din daraisa, and it's part of the sukkahs. Ever don't compare the hanging walls in the water for Hilcha Shabbos, for a din darabanan, and the din daraisa of building a structure for sukkah. So the Gemara defends the fact that Rav Oshia asked this kasha. Right. Don't tell me, oh, it's not a question, because if you're on the platform, you could view the whole sukkah as if it's going from the platform. No, not true. Right. The sukkah, the platform is within 20 amos, and all around it's not within 20 amos. That's a problem. That's a problem. And the Gemara's question was, how much of a problem is it? Is it like airspace? So then it's a big problem. Or is it like pasul schach, which is less of a problem, because then you could just use dofan akuma. And the Gemara answered, dofan akuma. Period. Okay. Another way to solve the problem of problematic sukkahs, right? We've been talking up until now about the maximum, 20 amos. Now let's get to the next line of the Mishnah, the minimum, 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is the shortest height that a sukkah could be. So, hi salamata me'asara vitolaba iturin, if it is less than 10 tefachim, but why is it less than 10 tefachim? Really, the schach is above 10 tefachim. We have these hanging decorations that are hanging down into your space. And now, below those decorations is less than 10 tefachim. So is it okay? So if it's decorations that are ro'i to be schach, they're ro'i to be schach themselves. I don't know, it's decorations that are made out of things that grow from the ground, that aren't a kli, something. You have branches as decorations, flowers as decorations. So if it's decorations that are ro'i to be schach, then mematin ba'lifsol. So then those decorations are considered extensions of the schach, and now you have a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim high, and therefore it's a problem, right? Mima'atin ba, it minimizes lifsol to possibly your sukkah. V'im lav, and if it's not from items that could be used for schach, then obviously these decorations are just making it difficult for you to move around in there, but it's not schach. Therefore your schach is still above 10 tefachim. So in that way, v'im lamav, add in a word, Ain mema'atin bo. And take out the next word. Right? It's not mema'at, and therefore it'll still be kosher. It'll still be a kosher sukkah, because your schach are still above. Haisa l'mala me'esher mamo. What about the other way? If you have schach, that's above 20 amos. Vitolin ba'iturin, and you hang decorations that hang under 20 amos. Shein ruyin l'schach, but l'sachich ba, the decorations that are hanging down are roy to use for schach, matin ba, l'kosher. So there, so it makes a kosher, because it's above 20 amos, but now this decorations that are hanging down that are roy to be schach, is ke'ilu the schach is under 20 amos, and therefore it's good. The mefarshim note, only if you have a lot of decorations, so that the decorations create more shade than sun. Right? It can't just be like one branch that hangs down. Because then, fine, that's your schach, but doesn't really help you so much. So it has to be enough decorations hanging down within 20 amos that will create the shade. V'im lav, and again, we'll add in, and if not, if the decorations hanging under 20 amos are not roy to be schach, ein mematin ba, then it does not minimize, take out that next word, and therefore it's still puzzle. It's still puzzle, because it's still above 20 amos. Period. Amar Rav Shammai, kishem she'amru lamalon, kach amru lamatan. Just like we said that if it's too high, you could try to lower it. So too, if it's too high, you could try to fix it from below. Lamatan, raise the floor. You could raise the floor somehow. Before, and we said, well, like a platform in the middle. What if you want to raise the whole floor? So it depends what you put there. Kashu to teven, if you put straw, different types of straw, ein mamatan, but that's not called a miyut. Because we assume that that's not going to stay there for long. Right, you're gonna take it out. You're gonna give it to your animal, whatever. You're gonna use it for a mattress. Right, they used tevin for mattresses in those days. So ein mamatan ba. Right, therefore it's not memait the space, and still it's a problem. Offer v'tzoras, but if you put dirt or rocks there, dirt or rocks, we assume is gonna stay there, and therefore you've now raised the floor, and it's within 20 amos, and you're good. Mamatan ba, that would be allowed. Amar Rav Yosi Barbun, alu bo asavim ein mamatan ba. Also, if grass starts growing. If grass starts growing there, we assume you're going to cut the grass, and therefore, it does not, I guess it's grass that is strong enough for you to be on. If you step on the grass and it just goes down, then it's as if it's not there. I guess, not just grass, I don't know, some type of hard bushes that could raise the floor. In any case, we assume you're not going to leave it there, except for Ein Mamatan Ba, period. It's interesting, there's a question that was asked by the Pnei Yeshua and by the Reb Yosef Engel on this Gemara, which also appears in the Bavli, and it was not asked by any of the Rishonim until the Meiri came along. But the Bnei Yeshua didn't have a Meiri, so he didn't know. We know there's a principle we have mentioned, the Ptasav Alom Na'asui, right? The Gemara is going to come up later on, right? If I put branches, if I stretch branches onto my sukkah while they're still attached, that's Pasul Schach. If I then cut them, it's Pasul. Why? Because it was created. It was ta'ase. It has to be ta'ase. I have to create the sukkah with the schach. It can't be memela. I can't remove a problem and then memela, the sukkah will be there. Right? The Mishnah is going to say later on, if I have a huge, stack of a pile of straw and then I tunnel in and I make a hole in the bottom of the straw, that's 10 tefachim high and 7 by 7 wide, no good because I didn't put the schach on. I just made a hole. Right, and then that's a problem of tassel. And also, it comes up by tzitzes, comes up by other contexts as well. So here, the Meiri asked the question. But again, it's the Pnei Yeshua's question, and it's the others, Rabbi Yosef Engel's question. But the Meiri asked the question here, why isn't this a problem of tassel lo menasoi? Right, you have a sukkah, that's a problem. You have 20 amos high, you raise the floor. You raise the floor, that's kosher. The Gemara says, mentioned that there would be any other problem. Sounds like once you put dirt there and rocks there, your mevatela there and it's all good. Right? So if ein l'tamua b'miyutin elu, ask the Meiri here on Daf Hey, I think. Right? Lomar, hol kishinasa schach lo nasa ketikno, when the schach was made, it wasn't made properly, right? There was above 20 amos, kishachazar miyet yesh kamishim tasav lo menasui. Right? Of course, in the footnote here, kushizu hiksha afa pnei Yeshua. Ubegilyone Ashasi quotes it from the Maharami Prague. Ushneam lo ro divriya Meiri. Right? They didn't see the Meiri who asked this, this question. They all give the same answer. They all give the same answer. But they didn't see that the Meiri asked the question. What's the answer? Tazul mana asui is only when there's a problem with the sukkah itself. Internal problem. Shekol sha'asas chach ketikno machmas atzmo l'shem sukkah. V'yachar kach ose maisa lahachshiris apsula bolo mitzad acher.
This is more of an external problem that's removed.
not a problem with the schach. The schach is perfect here. It's just above 20 amos. It's not like it's mechubar. Mechubar is a problem with the schach. If it's above 20 amos, it's an external problem where the schach is. And therefore, removing that is not considered, would not be a problem of Taso Lomana Asi. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this from the Maharal Miprag. Vein ze kusha, dein ze domil a sharp soul, the kusha sichacha bimechubar ain alav shem schach lagamre. It's not schach. It calls it a sukkah. Sukkah, that's about 20 amos. Doesn't say it's not a sukkah yet. So that shows that, would you call it a sukkah? A sukkah that has schach that's attached to the ground, you wouldn't call that a sukkah yet. So that's why it's around Tasa Lomanasi. But this is a sukkah, we got a problem. Beautiful diak. Okay. Says the Gemara. So we spoke about being mevatelit. So how do we know? What's the source that 10 tfachim is the height of the minimum height of the sukkah? That we know that's considered a significant rishus. 10 tfachim. How do you know it's a different rishus? For various halachas. For the mefarshim on the page here. The Pnei Moshe says, we learned in Shabbos and Erevin that above 20 tfachim in Rishus HaRabim is a makom ptur. Makom ptur. It only goes, it's a different Rishus. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that a mechitza has to be 10 tfachim high. I don't have to have it higher than that because above that is not, it's not the same Rishus that you're trying to separate. It's above that. Or let's say you have a pole in the street and then you put a tray on the top of the pole. It's above 10 tfachim and that's a separate Rishus. So all of these reflect. 10 tefachim high is a different rishus. How do you know that? So Rabbi Yevob, Shem Rabbi Shimon, Min Lakish, you know that from the Aron. Hashem says, I'm going to talk to you from on top of the kapores. And by Har Sinai, Hashem says, I'm going to speak to you from Shemayim. So Madibur, Shenemar, Lahalon, Rishus, Acheres. So it says, Dibarti, in both of these psukim. So just like by Har Sinai, Hashem spoke to us from a different rishus. Meaning Shemayim. Avdibrish, Nemarkan, Rishus Acheres. So to hear, it's a Rishus Acheres. And we know the Aron was 10 Tfachim high. So just like Har Sinai was in a separate Rishus, so to on top of the Aron is a separate Rishus. Says the Gemara, what do you mean it was 10 Tfachim? The Aron Lotisha Tfachim who? The Aron was only 9 Tfachim high. Right? So what do you mean 10 Tfachim? To base Rabbianai Amrin, the Kaporis Tefach. No, but the cover, the Kaporis, was also a Tefach Fik. And therefore, Hashem spoke to us on top of the Kaporis, and therefore it is 10 tefachim. Reb Zira boy, minan la kaparas yu tefach. How do you know that the kaparas was a tefach thick? Doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. Why? Tani Reb Chanina ben Shmuel, kalakelam shayi ben mikdash, nitna Torah midas arkan in barachban, vishir kamasan. All the kalam and the mikdash, we have exact measurements. Width, height, and length. All of them. Chutz mena kaparas. The kaparas, the cover of the aron, shenitna Torah midas erka barach, but we know how long and wide it was, but we don't know how tall it was. How tall was that golden slab that you put on top of the Aron, with the Kruvim on top of it? Like it was all made miksha, right? So how tall was that? So Vanil Medina, Mikli Katash or Mikdash. Well, what do? You learn it from the smallest, right? The Gemara in the Bavli says, Tafasta Mu'a Tafasta. You have to choose the smallest amount, smallest shear that it could be. So what's the smallest kli in the mikdash? The border that went around the shulchan. The asisalom is geres tofach saviv, and that was a tefach. So makan tefach, avkan tefach. So you learn it from the misgeres, it was a tefach. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? There's even a smaller part of the shulchan. The zer, the little rim. O eno elav asisa zer zavlim miskarto saviv, and that was a tiny. Makan kolshu, avkan kolshu. Right, so maybe she'd even be a kolshu. So again, how do you know the kaporis was a tefach to make the aron 10, right? Maybe it was even less. So where's my kadun? So what's your real source? The Gemara says, okay, I'll give you a different source. Ravacha bar Yaakov Amar, pinei. Right? We learned back in Yuma that the Kohen sprinkles the blood towards the face of the kaporis. The kaporis had a face. And the Gemara assumes you don't have a face smaller than a tefach. Ein pinei p'chusim mitefach. Period. Good. That's how you know the shear, the separate shear is a tefachai, is 10 tefachamai. Rabbi Yossi, boy, 1 second. I don't understand this. We're saying that the source of, that the 10 tefachim is a separate rishus is from the aron. But 1 second. The aron is indoors. Ask the Gemara. Ilu migdash hu omid betocha bayis gavoa kama shemei numutu l'shamish betocha l'bayis mebrais l'tocho. Let's say, I don't know, you have a tape, you have a chest of drawers. You have something high in your house, above 10 tefachim. Are you going to tell me you can't put stuff on it? It's a separate rishus, right? So it's the same rishus as the rest of the indoors. So the Aron is in the Kodesh Kodashim. So how could you learn that is a separate rishus there? It's the same rishus. You can put stuff from inside and outside. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. The Aron was always inside. What about when the Aron traveled in the Midbar? No, there it was outside. So you learn from there. You learn from there that it is its own rishus when it is outside. What's that lashon of merabei alahen? That's, if you remember, that's the Rishalmi we had in the beginning of the fifth parak of Erevin, where sometimes they traveled, they didn't know exactly directions, north, south, east, west, and they had to set up the Mishkan in an exact way, north, south, east, west. So what they do when they traveled somewhere, they put the Aron down. And miraculously, the Aron moved itself to go be exactly east-west, facing west, I think, right? That's where the Shekhinah B'mayrev, and therefore, then they knew by the way, they like, okay, where the Aron is, he positioned it, so now everybody knows, like, where north, south, east was. That's merabei alahen, right? He squared off the ruchos. See the carbon eida? Shemidu ha'aron tchila, v'alpineis hem et es atzmo, neged mizrach ha'olam. It's east-west. He says mizrach ha'olam. V'kimos ha'mishkan, mechuvan keneged ribo shel olam. That's where they set up the mishkan there. So that's what the, so you learn it out from there. So the Aron is the source for the ten tefachim. There's more about the Aron, but we have to continue. So the Gemara says, Nicha, all these measurements fit that the Aron is 10 tefachim high, right? 9 plus 1. Kemanda amar ba'amas shisha. Right? We have a machlokas in the Mishnah in Kalim, in the 17th parak. Is an amma 6 tefachim, or is an amma 5 tefachim? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. So if you say an amma is 6 tefachim, then it's good. Because the Aron was 1.5 ammas tall. 1.5 ammas tall. No, if an amma is 6 tefachim, that's 9 plus 1 of the kaparis, so the math works out. Bram kamad amar ba'amas chamisha, but if you say the Aron was made of 5 tefach amos, so then how tall is the Aron? 7.5 plus 1 is 8.5. So you don't have a source for 10. V'aron lo shiva tefachim u'mechzaveh, so it'll only be 7.5. So we need to find a different makar. We need to find a different makar for 10 being a rishus b'fnei atzma, because the Aron wasn't that tall, according to that opinion. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha has another suggestion. Again, the Bavli says maybe it's Misora, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that 10 tefachim. But there are other shir. The base Rabbi Yaneh, Rabbi Shimon Yotzadach, the Rabbi Yaneh, Rabbi Shimon Yotzadach had other sources. Chad Yalaf Lam in the Aron. One learns it from the Aron, like we just said. Okay, that works if you hold the Am is 6 tefachim. The Charana Yalaf Lam in Agalos. The other one learns it from the wagons in the Midbar. Right, remember, we learned all the malachas from the wagons. The wagons were Rishus HaYachid. The Midbar was Rishus HaRabim. Hotzah, one to the other. So the wagons were 10 tefachim tall. Right, so that's what you learned from there. V'lo yadin an man yalef na min ha'aron, an man yalef la min ha'galos. We don't know which one, Reb Yanai and Reb Shimon ben Yotzadak, who says what. So Mistavra, the base Reb Yanai, yalef la min ha'aron. It must be that the Reb Yanai is the one that learns from the Aron. Why? The base Reb Yanai Amri, Aron Tisha, the Kaparas Tefach. Because he's the one that gave the measurements for the Aron, and says the Karbana Eda, what would be the purpose of giving the measurements if it's not to teach us something from it? So if he says what the measurements are, it must be that he's teaching us that that's the source for a separate Rishus, 10 Tefachim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadeh, Yalef Lamin Agalos, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadeh must learn it from the Agalos. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. We're trying to learn that it's a Rishus Befenei Atzma from the Agalos. Rabbi Zira boy, Minayin La'Agalos Shein Gavoas Asara. First of all, how do you know, where does it say anywhere that the Agalos were 10 Tefachim high? Is that just Misora? And I'm Rabbi Yossi, Afilo Tamer Gavoas Asara. Even if you have a source that it was 10, Lo Kin Tani B'Shem Reb Nechemya, but didn't we learn from Reb Nechemya? Tzav, right? The Agalos are described as Tzav, right? Pasuk says, right? Sheish Eglos Tzav, Ushneyasar Bakar, right, as is described by the Nesiim. So Tzav, Kamin Kamarsitahayu. That means it's like a covered chest. Meaning the wagons were covered. They had a roof. So don't tell me that that's going to be the source for 10 tefachim high being a separate rishus. Anything covered is a separate rishus. Ilu chur b'rishus harabim, gavoa asara, barachav arba. If you have a chur, an area, a room in rishus harabim, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, shema einu asal, shamish bitocho, rishus harabim, rishus harabim l'tocho. It's a covered area in rishus harabim. So of course it's also to take things back and forth from that spot to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and vice versa. If it's covered, it's Vesor Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the wagons were covered. So you can't use the wagons to say that this is the source for a 10 tefach high area being a separate rishus. It's covered. Says the Gemara, was it always covered? Ella b'sha shahayu moshidin asakrashim izulazu, when they moved the boards from one to the other, trutosayu, then it was uncovered. It was uncovered. So just like we said by the Aron could be a source earlier when it was, outside. So the wagons could be a source when they are uncovered. So this is the other makar for knowing that 10 tefachim high is a rishus b'fnei atzma. Either it's from the Aron, or it's from the wagons, or remember the Bavli has another day that it's Mesorah, whether it's Halabosh B'Sinai, or just Mesorah, that 10 tefachim high is a rishus b'fnei atzma. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot about the Aron. Just maybe 30 seconds, 20 seconds. Remember the machlokas. The Rambam says all kalim are included in Ba'asuli Mikdash. All kalim, all binyan ha-kalim. The Ramban says no. All kalim are included in each of the avodas of those kalim. The binyan ha-shulchan is included in lechem apanim. The binyan ha-menorah is included in the lighting of the menorah. So that everybody agrees that you don't count the separate mitzvah to build the kalim. But the question is, what is it included in? But the Ramban says the building of the Aron, that's a separate mitzvah. Because that's not connected to any avoda. So you can't say it's included in anything. So the Ramban holds it's a separate mitzvah. Maybe we'll talk about that, Baruch Hashem, more next time. Okay, we'll stop here. Right.